Welcome to Making It,
a show about a husband and wife making it in New York and making things in New York. I'm Robbie.
And I'm Anna.
And
this is our podcast.
So, how was your weekend?
Well, you were present for most of it, so I should be asking you, but it was a weird one. I feel like I was tired the entire weekend. How about you?
I definitely started getting tired, like, today's Sunday. Getting tired Sunday, but I felt okay the rest of the weekend.
Honestly, like, I wanted to sleep all weekend. It was really weird. Like, today, I just felt myself nodding off in the car. We were with my parents for most of the day today. And I guess we can talk about what we made today, which was not much.
Yeah. For me, so Saturday yesterday morning, I woke up kind of early for whatever reason, and then couldn't sleep. So I decided to do a little bit of woodworking. So I worked on a practice joint. A three-way miter that I'm thinking about using on a table.
What's a three-way miter?
It is a joint of, you know, it's a joint that joins three pieces of wood.
Without nails or glue or anything?
Yeah. And it's like mitered, so it's like forms two 90-degree angles.
Mm-hmm.
And those 90-degree angles are, you know, two pieces of wood cut at 45-degree angles. And so they're now 90-degree angles. So I worked on that for a little bit. Then I took a little break and went to the skate park. But then after that, I went to... So my teacher, Jan from Mokuchi Woodworking, he's actually moving to Port Jervis. I'm excited for his move because he's going to have a great deal of land, a big shop. And so I'll probably still take classes up there. But in his studio workshop in Brooklyn, he has a lot of, you know, lumber. Like, you know, he's, you know, values wood very much, obviously. And so, like, he would keep a lot of these, like, pieces, like, you know, that are left over from projects. And they just sort of accumulated over the years. So... now that it's time to move, you know, he was trying to just sort of clear out his shop. And so he had a little event on Tuesday. And, so I went and saw what I could get. And so I ended up getting, a bunch of Alaskan yellow cedar, which is beautiful. Like, it doesn't look like it from when you look at it now because they're rough sawn boards. But, like when that yellow cedar is planed and finished nicely, it is like beautiful. Like, I've seen projects that Jan's done with this same exact wood from the same, like, bunch from the same lot, basically, and it's like beautiful wood. So I got enough that I could probably put together a table, at least the base of the table. So yeah, that was kind of like my big pickup for the week. But that's it. I haven't... Other than that, I didn't do much.
Yeah. I mean, you did more than I did. We had a barbecue, which was really nice.
Oh, yeah. We made burgers and
wings. We made burgers and wings and sausages. And I made a late night quesadilla for your friend Mike, who came over, with some hot sauce that we picked up when we were... Where were we? Yeah, that was... I guess that was
Peekskill.
Upstate. Yeah. We picked up like some random Mexican hot sauce at this like Aztec deli. And then we brought it back and I had hot sauce in my bag for like a week and I didn't realize it. And I was like, why is my bag so heavy? And it's actually because I was literally carrying hot sauce in my bag a la Beyonce. And I finally got to use it yesterday and I was really... pleasantly surprised. It was delicious. And then we were planning on seeing my parents today, and we went to get dim sum with them, and I brought my two favorite ceramic bowls that I made and two of my favorite teacups with me. I bubble wrapped them. And when we went to see my parents, I told my mom, we saw my mom first, and I told her that I had a teacup for her that I made and she could choose one. And she picked the one that was smaller and lighter, and she was really excited about it. She loved it. And then she said she was going to get her friend to knit a koozie for the teacup so that when it's hot, she can hold it without getting burned. And I was like, well, what's the point of having a beautiful ceramic if you're just going to cover it up in like a knit sweater? And she said, because it's practical. Anyway, then I asked my dad to bring out, like, so I gave him this bowl a long time ago when I first started doing ceramics, and I asked him to bring it to the car when he came out and we picked him up. And so he's like, oh, okay. And he brought it out in also a bubble wrap. And then I said I was upgrading him, so I showed him the two new ones that I made. And I was like, I want to upgrade your bowl. And he was like, no, I'm okay. And he's like, I really like the other one. So I just, yeah, basically he kept the first bowl I made for him. And
I think actually, I mean, even you were surprised at how good that first bowl was.
First bowl was actually way better than actually I remembered.
Pretty much on the same level of this round of bowls. I think part of the thing is that, like, the bowls that we have are from, like, even earlier than that, mostly. And so, like, you know, I think you probably thought that you gave him one of the really shitty ones from the first batch.
One of the things that we did recently was, like, I just wanted to see my progress, like, in real life. So I took everything out of the cupboards and was like, okay, I want to see the progression of my work over the last 2 years or whatever. And I want to see every single piece of pottery that I've made since I first started. And so we took, like, I think we have like 30 or something, 30 some pieces. Problem, yeah. And I put them all out on the couch and in chronological order. And I wanted to see, like, how terrible they were when we first started. And they're pretty bad. They're, like, very heavy. They don't have any dimension to them. They're, like, very rough around the edges. They don't look like they were made with any intention. And then as you go along, you're like, oh, now you're starting to understand how to make like a thinner wall for this bowl. And, like, it looks a little bit more intentional in terms of, like, the height, you know? And so, yeah, I think it was cool to see everything all lined up and see my progress. And realize also that I had made some stuff that was actually legit that my parents, that my dad appreciated so much that he didn't want to upgrade to my latest work. Yeah. And then we went to this Maker Faire, which is like a huge, event in Queens at the New York Hall of Science. And there are tons of tents with, like, nerds hawking their 3D printers and stuff, and, like, metal, what do you call these things? Like a big metal dragon, fire-breathing dragon.
Yeah, there was like a, yeah, it's just all kinds of mix of different, you know, everything from, you know, machines, different techniques, different, like, you know, mediums, like, just the whole, like, basically anyone that's into, like, making any sort of thing was there. There was a guy that made a little model Ben-Hur, like, working Ben-Hur simulation thing that was pretty awesome. There was, like, a mech, like a little mini mech suit, but it was just the arm, and the lady was able to, like, put on this glove and then, like, sort of command this robot to, like, pick up a car. But yeah, I think it's kind of cool to go there with your parents. You know, your dad being a sculptor, I think he really sort of appreciated, like, you know, the walking through, like, the and like checking out all the 3D printing in particular.
Yeah, he was a nerd about it. He really liked it.
Which honestly, like, a lot of the prints there were like that were on display were like really good. Like, I guess, I guess I haven't really been, you know, keeping up with like the latest and greatest, but yeah,
Yeah, it's
like,
come a long way, I guess.
yeah.
Cool. It
Yeah,
was a good
it was
weekend.
good.
I mean, it was a tiring weekend. It was kind of a, I don't know why, but somewhat lethargic for some reason. But it was cool. And I don't really want to go to work tomorrow, but whatever. That's Monday. Monday blues. For listening, I
Thanks
guess.
for listening.
Thanks for
We'll see you
listening to
next
our
time.
quick episode while we're like getting ready for bed.
See you next time.